So he's the first. Here's what I want you to see. But it says back up on verse 2. Let's start at the beginning. He said, beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What beloved, now are we the sons of God. I'm all over on this verse 1. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be. See, it does not yet appear what we shall be. Because, see, we don't see in fullness of who we are. We see through a glass dimly. But one day we'll know as he is known. Because we'll pull off this earth suit that is going back to the earth where it came from. But we'll put on a new one, and we're going to take on a new body like Jesus. And we will be as he is. And this is what he's talking about. When he appears, we don't know yet what it's like to have a glorified body. Because this one, you have to take care of it. It'll hurt you. You feel pain. You have to rebuke them. You have to take care of it, keep it up. Sometimes you go to the doctor and say, help me out, doc. Amen. And you have to use the word and say, now you're going to pain and joints. You're going to have to straighten up here now. Amen. But see, he don't have to fool with that. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He's glorified. Death can't touch it. Sickness can't touch it. Disease can't touch it. Nothing. It's eternal. Don't even need a door to get in this building. He decided to come down through the ceiling, he can come through the ceiling. Or come through the brick wall, he come through. Wherever he want to enter, he just come in. Amen. But we have to look for the door. Amen. So, but in being sons and daughters of God, we are like him completely. All right? All right. Let me go to the, I believe, third chapter of the book of Colossians so we can clarify that. Let me see if I'm right. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9. Actually, yeah, I think I can get the point across from verse. Let's just do verse 7. If Colossians 3:7, you got it? In that which we in the which we also walk sometime when we lived in them, but now you put off all these things. What? Anger, wrath, malice, and filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have done what? With his, and have put on, which is created, which is renewed rather, in the knowledge of him that created him. Where there is neither what? Greek nor Jew, circumcision, non-circumcision, barbarian nor Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Amen. And that's one of them, but that wasn't exactly one I was looking for. And this is what it says. I didn't have this in my notes. And this is what it says. That we have been made complete in him. We have been made complete in him. That means our spirit man was made completely like Jesus. And it said, we are complete in him. Okay. Matter of fact, I believe it's in the second chapter. It says, for in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. This is in the second chapter of Colossians. That's what I'm looking for. For ye are complete in him. I mean, you cannot improve on your righteousness. Listen to me. You can't improve on being born again. You're either born again or you're not. Once you got saved, you didn't get halfway saved. You didn't get three-quarter way saved. You're complete in him. See, you sell these things so we can find it. My wife and I were blessed to have seven children. They didn't come here halfway, a half child and a half dog. No, they were just like us. They had to grow up. And that's what you have to do in Christ, grow up. But you're completely saved. You're completely righteous. You are just as righteous. The day you got born again, you were just as righteous than you are now. All right? So we're complete in him, but we're going to get a new body. But let's talk about us, who we are on earth. That's what I want to get to. And go to Ephesians chapter 1. This is a growing up book. This tell you how to grow up in the Lord. It tell you how to walk. It teach you who you are. And I'm going to skip about, but we're going to go through some of these things. And we got some other thing in the book of Colossians to look at and other places as well. And we just have to cover as much as we can.